Governor adds counties to disaster declaration from severe storms. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott announced that he has added Calhoun, Delta, Jones, and Lamar counties to the state's disaster declaration for counties impacted by severe storms and flooding that began on April 26. Additional counties may be added as damage assessments are completed. As communities across the state continue to recover from recent severe weather, I have added 4 counties to the state's disaster declaration to ensure impacted Texans have access to the resources they need to rebuild, said Governor Abbott. I thank our federal and local partners for working with us to provide necessary assistance to communities across Texas and the hundreds of emergency response personnel who continue to work around the clock to help their fellow Texans. Impacted Texans can report damage to their homes and businesses using the ISTAT Damage Survey and apply for FEMA assistance at disasterassistance.gov. The state of Texas will continue to deploy all resources and support needed to help communities move forward from the recent devastation. Additionally, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has approved an additional portion of the governor's request for FEMA individual assistance programs. Qualifying Texans in the following counties are eligible to apply: Eastland, Hardin, Harris, Jasper, Jones, Lamar, Liberty, Montgomery, Polk, San Jacinto, Trinity, Walker, and Waller counties. At the governor's direction and following a review of damage assessments in additional impacted communities which show they exceed federal criteria for disaster assistance, Texas Emergency Management, TDEM. Chief Nim Kidd has requested the addition of 6 counties to become eligible for FEMA individual assistance programs. Those additional counties include Austin, Ellis, Kaufman, Navarro, Newton, and Tyler. FEMA's individual assistance program funding assists with expenses such as temporary housing, emergency home repairs, uninsured and underinsured personal property losses, disaster legal services, disaster unemployment assistance, and medical, dental, and funeral expenses caused by the disaster. The governor's request for individual assistance remains under review for 8 Texas counties. Additional counties may be added to the governor's request as additional damage assessments are completed in affected communities. At the request of local officials, we'll continue to support additional federal disaster survivor assistance teams coming into affected areas to provide information on applying for FEMA assistance. Texans can apply for FEMA disaster assistance online at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 800-621-3362. At Governor Abbott's direction, and through coordination by TDEM, the state of Texas continues to provide state emergency response and recovery resources to affected communities. More than 1,000 state responders from more than 24 state agencies are deployed across impacted communities in support of local response and recovery efforts. These personnel include emergency management responders, public works and transportation workers, search and rescue personnel, military support, long-term recovery personnel, public health staff, support for local fire, police, emergency services agencies, and animal services personnel. Additionally, the Public Utility Commission continues to coordinate with utility providers to restore power to affected areas as quickly as possible. More than 600 state resource assets, including vehicles and equipment, are deployed across affected areas. Over 260 responding agencies have engaged in this response at the local and state levels. The state of Texas continues to provide commodities by the truckload, including 41,000 bags of ice, 729,600 bottles of water, more than 125,000 ready-to-eat meals, and more than 1,100 tarps. Texans who experienced property damage are urged to report their damages utilizing TDEM's online individual State of Texas assessment tool, ISTAT, damage survey by visiting damage.tdem.texas.gov. This will help officials connect impacted Texans with resources and services. Additionally, once those damages are reported to the state, officials can work to determine whether they meet the federally set thresholds for federal disaster assistance. Governor Abbott continues to take action to provide all available resources to help support local communities from the impacts of severe weather, including readying state emergency response resources on April 25 ahead of wildfire and severe weather threats, issuing a disaster declaration on April 30 for counties affected by recent storms and deploying additional state emergency response resources in anticipation of severe weather and flooding. The governor first amended his disaster declaration on May 2, updated it further on May 7, amended it again on May 15, and added additional counties on May 20. Increasing the readiness level of the State Emergency Operations Center to help support local officials with requests for state assistance. Holding a briefing on May 6 with local and state officials from impacted areas and providing an update on the state's robust response efforts in support of local communities. Requesting a presidential disaster declaration on May 15 for Texas communities impacted by severe storms. Securing partial approval of a presidential disaster declaration on May 17 for areas of the state affected by severe weather. Requesting additional counties be added to the presidential disaster declaration on May 19 for Texas communities impacted by severe storms.